With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me put this out right here. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
I have a few things to tell you guys about. Brian, as much as it pains me to do this, and it does pain me to do this, I'm going to have to toss the DraftKings on you today because I actually don't have that in my email. So I think this one just got printed out. Andy usually gets them there, but this one was come a day or so late, so I think it was just I just don't, or I might have deleted it on accident. But I do want to remind people, ESPN Louisville is the flagship for Bellarmine Knights basketball. You can catch every game on 93.9 The Ville and ESPN Louisville app, and tonight you can actually get Louisville at Bellarmine at 6:45 here on 93.9 The Ville. Oh, that was Freudian. Louisville at Bellarmine, that's never going to happen. Lipscomb at Bellarmine. 6:45 on 93.9 The Ville. And then tomorrow you get Lipscomb and Bellarmine again. They're playing kind of a two-game pod thing here at 4:45 here. Also this weekend, remind everybody really quick, ESPN Louisville is once again your home to Super Bowl 55 and the exclusive home to the Baltimore Ravens and the Indianapolis Colts. So the Colts at the Bills we're going to actually have on both stations tomorrow at noon. We'll have the Colts feed on ESPN 680. And the Westwood One feed here on 93.9 The Ville. And then Sunday we'll have the Ravens and the Titans on both stations also. Same deal. You can go over there, you get them on ESPN 680 or here on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have the Rams, Seahawks, Bucks, Washington football team, Bears, Saints, Browns, Steelers. And just to remind you, the Colts football is brought to you on ESPN. It's brought to you by BJ Heating and Cooling and Coil Chevrolet and BetRivers.com, Indiana's hometown sportsbook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9 with it. And Lamar and the Ravens are presented by Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Body Armor sports drink, only you can. That's available at Kroger. The Raven, Molly Malone's St. Matthews, the official Lamar bar all season, and the NFL playoffs on ESPN Louisville are presented by Caesars, Southern Indiana, Papa John's, and UPS Jobs.
And then I just wanted to give a quick shout-out and thank you to Beer Nose and George for dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. If you're thinking about lunch or dinner, Beer Nose has you covered tonight and this weekend while you're in there watching those NFL games or listening to them on our station. They also are now delivering alcohol. Stay warm and inside while watching all the hoops and football this weekend. Yeah, it's that good. Beer Nose Pizza.
That's good, Brian.
What game are you most excited about, Brian, this weekend? You were just going to let me drink my warm ginger tea or lime and honey tea while you just going to let me keep on drinking?
Yeah, I guess.
You can fill in some space for me. Give me five seconds.
I guess what I'm most looking forward to is the NFL playoffs. I mean, it's one of the, you know, there's no Louisville basketball this weekend. As you all know, we got till Wednesday night.
Really quick, let me throw something in here. First, I want to know which game in particular. Second, we don't have a game Saturday. Friday night or Saturday, if you're looking for some basketball, to see in person because you're jonesing. Let me reiterate, Coach Davenport and his Bellarmine Knights, very easy to get tickets. Parking is easy. It's Freedom Hall. It's going to be nice and warm. Listen, take your family there to a Bellarmine game. Get a chance to tell your young punk kids what Freedom Hall used to be like because they're spoiled with this Yum Center thing. This is just like one of those experiences you can put in your notch as a good parent belt. You know, like I said, pack up the kids. We're going to do something a little different today, y'all. We're going to a Bellarmine game. And let them go, aw, I wanted to go to see the Pacers. No, kids, we're going to see Bellarmine, and we're going to Freedom Hall. And I'm going to tell you stories all day about how awesome. And then by the end of the game, the kids are going to be like, that was pretty cool. That was awesome.
Yeah, no.
So seven,
they will.
Right, so 7 o'clock Friday night or 5 o'clock on Saturday. Either one of those times, you can catch Bellarmine, catch a game. Like I said, it'll be something. At the very least, you know, the kids will enjoy it, and it'll put a nice little notch and experience belt. Now you can say I've introduced my kids to Freedom Hall.
Well, and you know, the Lipscomb, I mean, picked to be the top team in the A-Sun. I mean, like I said, these are some of the games we were talking about, you know. I mean, like you said, you know, kind of it's a good way to because not everybody gets to go to Louisville games all the time, and especially this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's really hard to get a ticket, you know.
Right. So it's like, and look, and it's gonna get harder.
Yeah, and it's gonna get harder, and I mean, this is something too. Go to Bellarmine, man, to go to these games, and it's a great experience. You know, and look, Coach Scott Davenport will kiss every one of your kids on the forehead.
Tell him take
your kid to him. Tell him, say, Steve Rummage said you would kiss my kid on the forehead for a photo op.
And he might hit him in the arm too. He gets a little excited.
Yeah. There's a chance he might make your kid take a charge, but you know, or break your ribs.
Yeah. Okay, Brian Hall, which game are you most excited about?
So the Saturday slate, I think that the Colts-Bills game should be a pretty good game. I think the Rams and Seahawks should be a pretty good game. I honestly think that the Bucks will run away when they play the Washington football team on Saturday night. But the two afternoon games, I'm excited to see those. When it comes to Sunday, I'm excited to see Lamar Jackson down in Tennessee. That's the first game. The Saints-Bears game, I think, should be a blowout going the Saints' way. But that's just me. And then I think the biggest toss-up game is the Browns-Steelers on Sunday night.
B-Hall, which game are you most excited about?
He literally just ran down the whole list of games.
Well, you wanted a breakdown, so I gave it to you.
Which game are you most – is Brian Hall? Ravens-Titans. Okay, Ravens-Titans.
Yeah, I want to see Lamar. I mean, obviously, you know, Baltimore is the three-point favorites, but Tennessee's the home team. So, you know, anytime you've got to go on the road in the playoffs, I know it's a little bit different during COVID, but, you know, I want to see Lamar get out there and you know, because a lot of people have been saying, you know, he's the reigning MVP, he's this, he's that, but he's never really shown us in the playoffs yet. So I think this is his year he can do it.
Okay. Steve, I got to ask you, did you listen to any Brandon Lang this morning?
I did not. I didn't hear any radio this morning. I love Jeff and Dave, but I was busy. I didn't get to hear any.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Brian, what did you think about his analysis on the Ravens game? Did you hear him talking about the Titans?
I didn't catch that one.
Okay. Well, listening to Brandon Lang, I kind of had to challenge myself. It's a watershed moment or something. Like I was listening to Brandon Lang and one comment just stuck out. He said, "What is Lamar all of a sudden going to become Peyton Manning?" Right? And he said that, and I'm just like, Marcus, this is like the rent space moment. You know what I'm saying? Because you've literally watched the goalpost move for Lamar Jackson 22 times. I've watched Lamar Jackson beat a narrative, right? And then I'm just like, Marcus, how much longer are you gonna, you know, why? How much longer are you gonna let the guy who just decided that Lamar Jackson is not gonna, you know what I'm saying, is not gonna do it. Like, how many times are you gonna let that guy? And okay, the reason I'm saying this is because I want to enjoy the game. I want to smell the roses of Lamar Jackson moving forward. You know what I'm saying? The roses of how good of a football player he is, right? Without doing the, see, I told you so. See, I told you so. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and I want to quit saying, he just turned, what, 24? Did he just turn 24 yesterday?
Yep, 24.
He just turned 24 years old. Joe Burrow was 24 when he was winning the championship for LSU. So I'm like, Marcus, like, let it go. Let go of the playoff narratives and stuff like that. Yes, he needs to win playoff games. You know what I'm saying? Like, any quarterback needs to win playoff games. But the Lamar can't win the playoff games. It's like, dude, if you got the better team.
Well, I think that's why I'm excited, because I want to see him prove him wrong. I want them to go out there, win on the road against Tennessee, an 11-5 team. They both have the same record, but the Ravens come in as 3-point favorites. So I mean, technically, they are given the Ravens the edge because they
are,
you know, 3 points goes to the home team, so it would be a 6-point game.
What do you think, Steve? What do you think is going to happen?
Man,
because Brandon Lang does scare me. You know what I'm saying? Like I know he knows his stuff.
I know.
Have you watched Kofi Cockburn at all lately, Steve?
Yeah, it's funny. They call him they call him Kofi Coburn, by the way.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. But
Cockburn works too.
Yeah.
So
you see him out there grabbing the
No, he's an animal. Illinois scares me to death.
You know what? I want to play.
That's
Illinois.
The one.
No, I want to play them.
I don't. That's the one team I'm like, I don't care. I don't care what their record is. I don't care what they're doing. I'm like, I said it last year. I'm like, I don't want no part of them.
People, if you get a chance, type in Illinois basketball 2021 and watch him, and watch the center for Illinois. He is a nightmare, and I want to play him. I want to put Jalen Withers out there against him.
I said it. Stop. I said
no,
it
no,
last
I
year.
No, I want to draw him out on the floor.
Do you remember us watching them last year? And yes. We were like, with our team that we thought was going to be a top, well, was going to be a top four seed, we were like, oh, I just don't want to get in Illinois' pod. Like, I was like, that's the one pod I don't want to be in. I still feel that way this year, except now they're really good.
Listen, are we gonna finally like put up a traveling curtain? You know, like, y'all don't have to do this Zoom thing with the Illinois with the background. I can't stand it. It looks, these graphics look so 80s when they try to do the green screen stuff.
It looks stupid.
It's the stupidest thing that has happened out of all the things, out of all the technological advances we've been forced to adjust to in the COVID era.
Yep.
The stupidest thing, and I do mean the stupidest, and if you're not going to carry a full green screen so you can have like seamless transition on the edges, and set up a real, you know, and set up a real green screen. You can't do this because this looks absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it gets on my
nerves. No, that's fair. That's fair. I did sit down last night. I watched the entire Indiana game last night.
Commenting on that. What's up with that?
I just sat there and I had the double screen up and I had the women on one screen and I had the Indiana game on the other, and I was down here and I was just watching ball. I watched that whole game almost from beginning to end. It was a good game, man. That kid from Indiana, Jackson Davis, he's legit, man. That's the first time I watched him. Like I was like, no, he can really play. But yeah, he ain't no joke. So I was good to see Wisconsin, because go ahead, Wisconsin, just keep dominating. That way it makes us look better.
Who beat Wisconsin?
Maryland and somebody else. I can't remember.
Yeah, they're 10-2.
Yeah. So, but no, I don't know, man. It's some good ball being played. But the women also, I mean, let's give them their props too, because that was a heck of a game. They were getting atrocious calls last night,
Steve.
It was terrible.
Listen, what are we going to do about this? What are you and I going to personally do?
They're coming after Jeff Walls. That's the only explanation. Yeah, it's like they're dead set that they're like, that guy can't. We're not going to let him win a championship.
Okay, but the problem is, Are we going to back Jeff Walls and say double down, coach? Or are we going to say, Jeff Walls, you need to start massaging some egos or something?
No, I say double down. I say double down, man. Yeah, just
81 50 939. Again, the text line is 38 31 939. Steve and I are both reading the Twitter and the streaming platforms. So, do you want Jeff Walls to start getting worse on the sideline and just become a character?
I
don't mean character, a personality.
I don't know if I want him to be a personality. But I definitely don't want him to stop, you know, like, hey, man, because, I mean, last night
was
bad.
What is he doing, though? Are they just, like, still holding a grudge or something?
Marcus, he called them out on their bull crap in the middle of a game right to the head official's face of the NCAA. He turned around, looked at them, and looked the leaders, not the officials, and was like, y'all are, I'm paraphrasing, but y'all are bullcrap, and this is bullcrap.
You know what, Steve? Sometimes it takes a Steve Rummage to remind everybody why my coach is in the doghouse.
I know. It's like,
NCAA head of officials, Coach Jeff Walls literally just said, The product that y'all are putting out on this basketball court is pathetic.
In the game. Like, yeah, so.
Steve, they suspended him next year.
Took a championship from him. Yes. And suspended him. Yeah, so I'm like, nah, at this point, man, just double down. But it was bad last night. But, man, them women, they went out there. They kept playing hard. Dana Evans took over there at the end. I mean, it was – look, did you see what she said, too?
No.
Girl was dribbling the ball, and just right in front of him, the girl was calling the play, right? And Dana just took a rock.
Yeah, for the game winner, you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, oh, right.
Dana said, I hope I don't offend anybody, but she looked at one of our players, and they caught her on there, and she goes, they got to quit blanking with me. Or quit, I'm sorry, quit blanking playing with me.
Ooh.
Like, are you going to stand here and dribble this ball right in front of me and call a play? Oh, I know. I was like, she's savage, man.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Go back and look. Yeah,
oh, she said I will.
She wasn't even smiling. She was like, they got to quit playing with me. Because, like, I mean, like, what are you going to do? Just dribble the ball right in front of me? Like, I'm not going to just take it from you? Like, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, call your play. Well, girl was standing up calling the play. She was like, give me that ball, man.
That's
like,
the equivalent to put some respect on my bleeping name.
Oh, I know. No, it was awesome. It was. I got so hyped, man, when she did that. I was like, this is awesome.
You know.
Yeah, I will say, Dana, next time, go ahead and just shoot the layup.
I was going to ask you about that, Steve. You wanted to go score that or just
put it? Think she thought, I get what she was thinking. And you don't question who probably the best player in America right now.
Right.
But I think she thought, man, I could probably get back around here and there's going to be like 1 second on the clock.
And instead, still make it to the back.
Yeah, and instead, when she got around there was like four, which kind of gave them a shot, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, she probably, next time, she'll probably go score. I'm not worried about Dana Evans.
You know what I was tripping on when I left that game thinking?
What's
she
that?
Breathes really well.
Oh yeah,
like she breathes really well. Like you don't see her. Like you don't see her out of breath ever. You know what I'm saying? Like when she's listen, it's hard to take somebody's rock and go full court. And you know what I'm saying? You notice when people get tired. So I'm like, how does her facial expression and her breathing posture stay the same the entire game? I'm like, either she's in stupid shape. You know what I'm saying? Or she's just like what is kind of cyborg attitude.
I think it's kind of that. Yeah, I mean she just keeps that. I mean she knows she's the best player on the floor. You know, I mean you can tell like she knows. I think Haley has pushed her too. Like I think having Haley Van Lith come in, that young buck who I mean because make no mistake about it. Did you see the picture I sent you last night?
No.
Listen, these women are finely tuned athletic machines. You'll have to go look. And I don't care. Y'all can whatever. But like y'all know what I mean. But she's going up for a layup And the calf and thigh muscle she has is protruding through her skin.
Right.
Like, you're like... You're like, y'all playing around with these women, dude? Like, they're not like they're not some of the best players in the world.
No, no.
Like, I mean, some of the best athletes and Haley, and that's a true freshman. And I think she's kind of pushed Dana, man, to mm-hmm. be like, dude, you better stay tight because this girl can play. Yeah, you know. So it's been awesome, man.
Yeah, just look. I tried to go back and review. Oh, okay. Before we cut the commercial break. I'm jealous of you and your Tennessee Vols because you got Hendon Hooker. Even if he doesn't play, Steve, just the excitement. Listen, just the excitement. Play. Just the excitement that Tennessee gets to do for an offseason makes me jealous.
Yeah. No, I know. They do got a freshman coming in that's pretty good too, but I think Hooker will get that job. So, yeah, no. Now they, but Tennessee is currently in the process of actually getting their own school in trouble, so they can fire their coach.
I did see that. I did see that. That's a whole nother story. I'm not going that.
And listen, and I heard Andy and them talking about that yesterday, and they were kind of like mocking it. And I'm like, no, that's big time football, fellas. I will literally take a year of probation to not pay this guy to get him out of here, so I can get my guy.
Listen, I've seen it done with my very own two eyes, locally.
That's a good point. It's big time basketball.
Last commercial break, middays with Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.
With UPS, future Hugh graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. My man Steve Brumage dealing with a little weather technical difficulty, so he's going to sit out this last segment. That's okay, because I'm going to have fun picking Brian's brain for the next 30 minutes. I also will open up the phone lines. 38-31-93.9 is the phone line. Or, I'm sorry, is the text line. 8150-93.9 is the phone line. So, Brian, this is the segment that I had set up for myself, Steve Brumage, and you. But now it's just me and you. So this is what I want to do. You had expectations at the beginning of the year. You had expectations at the beginning of the Super Six, right? Okay, what we're going to do is play ahead, behind, or on time. When we got this guy on campus, your expectations, either first year or second year, we're going to take the point they came on campus and what we, you know, heard, like we'll say the first 3 weeks of them on campus, whatever we heard first, and you set your expectation line on a kid.
Recruiting into the first year, yep. Into whatever, second
to
year.
To wherever they are right now. So I'm going to go individual guys, right? And I want you to tell me, are they ahead of schedule, behind schedule, or where you thought they'd be? Okay?
All right.
Okay. We're going to start off, like I said, these is random. We are going, and text us, like I said, I'll be reading your text messages on what you think about the particular guy. I'll be reading you online, and I'll be reading, oh my God, I just ruined it. Okay. Sorry, y'all. I left on mute for a second. I'll give you the quick rundown. We're going to play a game. When a guy got on campus, do you think he's ahead of schedule, behind schedule, or on time? That's the game. I'm just re-explaining for people that, you know, were on mute. Okay. So, ahead of schedule, behind schedule, or right on time? Quinn Cieslinski. from what you thought he could bring to the table 2 years ago as a part of the Super Six class?
Honestly, I'd say he's probably right on time. And what I mean by that is he hasn't really exceeded expectations in the sense that, you know, he's not like a going all out star player of the team or anything like that, but he hasn't underachieved either. And I think he was one of those guys that wasn't necessarily highly rated coming out of high school. He was kind of that high-end three-star who we kind of heard about it at Huntington Prep having a few games that started to excite us a little bit. You know, I heard about a 38-point game, and I'm like, this guy's going to you know, be better than we think. You know, he's going to bring it. Because he was kind of one of those guys kind of on the Gabe Wisnitzer line where we thought he was going to come in the first year, maybe even redshirt or just kind of –
Quinn, because Quinn was supposed to be a redshirt. People forget that.
Yeah, we thought he was going to redshirt just like Gabe. Ended up not. Didn't give us a whole lot last year, but gave us flashes. Gave us that we saw why he didn't redshirt last year, I guess is what you could say. But, you know, he's that sixth man, like, guy. He has a role off the bench, you know, sixth, seventh guy off the bench. And I think he's right on schedule to be – and now when I say right on schedule, though – to stay on schedule, I think he's upping his game even more by his junior season and is even more of a factor, if not a starter, next year.
Texters, I'm going to just go back down the line. I expect next to nothing out of Quinn. Quinn is way ahead of schedule, ahead on schedule, ahead by 2 years. So those are
a lot of people are going to say ahead, but I personally had high expectations. And I guess it's partly just being around people who are around the program a lot. Mm-hmm. But I guess the fact that he was supposed to redshirt, you could argue that he's ahead of schedule. But to me, I think he's right where I thought he would be. I thought he was a guy that wasn't going to give us a whole lot last year, but this year was going to have a role on the team, and that's what he's got.
I hate to let people down. I think Quinn is behind schedule. You
didn't see that one coming.
You remember how high I was on Quinn coming in.
You were
in.
Very high on him.
You remember other shows made fun of me for saying he's comparing his style. I was like, he's going to be Gordon Hayward. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say he was going to be Gordon Hayward.
He's always been your guy. Yeah. Like, that's your dude.
I loved him. I loved him from the beginning. Like I said, his size, his skill set, him being able – his release point, you know what I'm saying?
So where did you think he would be if he's behind? Where do you think he should be right now if he was – living up to expectations. Starting four?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was
just
gonna,
had locked up the job and yeah. It was his and there was no argument.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, by now, I thought it was going to be him and Jalen. I thought this was a Coach Mack style lineup where it's a bunch of tall, you know, tall.
But what if Malik was still here? Then he wouldn't. Then he'd be competing with Withers for the start.
Yeah,
spot.
Maybe. I don't quite remember, you know, how I had it, but. I knew I was going to be relying on him. And again, this is me day one taking my long shot. You know, the first day when I heard he's –
I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where you think he should be.
Yeah, this is just how I felt versus like him coming. Okay, the game he gave me last night, right, was what I expected at the end of year last year.
What, 10-4?
Yeah. Like that's what I expected him – to give me around tournament time last year, ACC tournament. I thought he, as a freshman, as a 6'8", tough, high IQ freshman, hits his free throws, knows his rotations. You know what I'm saying? I just thought he'd be, you know, getting.
That's saying a lot, though, because like you said, I mean, you prefaced it by saying we thought he was going to redshirt.
Right. Oh, right. And I just.
And then you were saying that.
I'm like, no way.
Now you thought he'd be at the end of last year.
Yes, yes. I thought he was going to give some. Again, when they said he got on campus and I first got the confirmation that he looks a little better than we thought, y'all. I was like, I knew it. You know what I'm saying? So I was dug in kind of like, okay, Quinn. Like, you, and he got in the game. I'm like, you getting a shot.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, let's go.
He has that build and everything to be the prototypical stretch four with the ability to shoot the ball. I mean, you know, he's a good shooter. He's crafty. You know, he's good pat. Just giving you all the cliches. No, And I think he is that guy that is going to develop into that role. I just have him right on schedule, whereas where you were thinking you would see that more this year,
yeah.
I was thinking more junior year.
Texas says, but is Quinn better than Taco Fall? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Should Q equal Tayshaun Prince? No, because like I said, with Quinn, it was always going to be his foot speed.
No, he's not Tayshaun Prince. I'll tell you that. No offense to Q, but Tayshaun Prince is on a completely different level than Q.
Tayshaun had to develop too, though.
No, I agree, yeah. But I also think Quinn has the ability to be better maybe under the basket, and whereas Tayshaun was more on the perimeter, but
like I said, I didn't want to put him in superstar mode, but like I said, 6'8", it's just gonna, if your foot speed and your shooting stays consistent, you know what I'm saying, like I said in the ACC level, I'm just like, Quinn can get it done.
There you go.
Okay, so
you got number two.
Number two, Jalen Withers.
Jalen Withers, to me, this is a tough question because it's kind of a trick question considering he came last year and he redshirted, mm-hmm. So he's technically in his second year, but I'm going to go with the fact that he's a freshman this year. So he's given me more this season than I thought we would get out of him so far in the sense of
I'm going to
say he's right on schedule. And the reason I say that is because he redshirted.
And I'll give you the first thing you heard about him is he's probably going to redshirt.
Yeah.
So we'll start the count right there. So whatever you thought that day to right now, is he ahead, behind, or on time?
Okay, so once we heard he was going to redshirt, I think he's ahead of schedule.
Okay.
The reason I'm having so much trouble with this is because I think his schedule adjusted at the beginning of this season. And the reason was because when you hear a player redshirts, you're like, oh, you know, he needs a little more development. It's going to be a little while. And that necessarily wasn't the case. He just needed to put some weight on. That was the only thing. His skill level was fine. And the fact that we heard so much about him this summer, I had higher expectations for him coming in this year than you would normally have for somebody who redshirted the year before. But I'm going to give him I'm going to give him right on schedule. And the reason I say that is just because I was talking about him potentially being a draft pick, like, you know, in 2 years before this season started. I was like, give him 2 seasons here, and he's gonna be a first round pick. And I still kind of think that might be the case, but it's hard to judge because when we had Malik, if he was playing the way he's playing right now with Malik, I'd be completely satisfied. But the problem is he's our main enforcer inside. And so I think he's right on schedule. I like what I've seen out of him so far. I think he's going to just get better and better. And I think when Malik comes back, and you get Menland back, then we cannot worry about the Samuel Williamson thing, and you can start Malik and Charles with Jalen, and then, of course, our two guards. I mean, that is going to be – I think everything's falling into place, but I think you're actually – going to see a Jalen Withers that's going to be ahead of schedule by the end of the year.
So, final answer.
On schedule, moving slowly towards ahead of schedule for me.
Texas says Jalen on schedule and peaking. Texas says Withers is way ahead of schedule. He's out of position and producing. Ahead of schedule, on schedule, Jalen on time, Withers right
that,
on time.
That out of position thing. I think it's a weird thing, too. He came in as a small forward. He was about 6'7", but I think we talked about it the offseason. I think he put on 2 or 3 inches, and I honestly think he's the prototypical 4 in the NBA now. And that he's playing the 5 right now, but the way that the NBA is going with the 4 out, 1 in, and Chris Mack plays, I mean, I don't know if he's out of position anymore. You think so?
He's behind schedule.
You're too critical.
He's behind schedule.
You're a pessimist.
No, he's behind schedule. I got high expectations for my kids. I have very high expectations. Jalen Withers got to develop his entire body for a full year under Coach Chris Mack. Okay, put it this way. To me, Jalen Withers, if we've played 9 games, what's our record? 8-1? If we're 8-1, I think Jalen Withers is about 7 games behind schedule. The Withers we saw last night.
But are you going? You're going off expectations more at the beginning of this season.
No.
You're going all the way back to when I heard he was going to redshirt.
Yes. Because I've seen what a redshirt year is like when a dude takes it the right way, and I saw him take it the right way. He had the attitude developed. Like when you buy into a redshirt year, you come off an animal. You know what I'm saying? Like you got a lot of built up. You're dying to get on a court. So to see him do a full redshirt year, put all the work in on his body, put all the work in that he needed to do to defensively, like to see all of his improvement and all that good stuff. I expected Virginia Tech Jalen Withers to be their second game. Like you should be punching this basketball. You should be punching around the clock. You know what I'm saying? Like with your athleticism, you should be dunking these basketballs around the basket. Right. I like what you're doing. But I want that right. That's what I expected at the beginning of the year. So you're just a little. You're about 10 games behind.
Because literally last game we were like, y'all were like, what's his stat line? And y'all like weren't totally impressed. I think it was like 5-7,
right?
Which was not a bad game, but you're kind of like, you're not quite there,
yeah.
But you're getting there,
kind of
thing.
No, like I said, his is about a 7 game, a full game of basketball. You get so much better. This is his
eighth. So good, though.
Yeah, this is his 8th game of his career, right? But like I said, given the full redshirt year with our strength coach and a new diet program and Coach Mack like letting him be free all offseason, all last year and just encouraging him. This year I'm like, dude.
By the end of this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Especially when I think it's going to help him when he gets Malik back.
Listen, his development from game 2 to game 8 has been phenomenal. But again, I just thought there'd be a little extra edge right at the beginning of the year.
Taking us 9 minutes to get through 2 people.
Steve screwed up jumping out of this one. Let me get to the phone lines. Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think at the beginning of the season, we were all real nervous on where we'd be at today after we lost a couple players and whatnot. And to be honest, I was on the fence on whether we'd even make the tournament this year. But now that we see the direction we're going, I want your all's opinion, Paul, Maven, where will you be satisfied that we end up finishing in the tournament this year? Because I'm assuming we're going to make it. But where are we going to be satisfied? And what's obviously it would disgust you if we lost first game in. But what would make you happy? I'm going to hang up and listen.
Jason, I don't mean this in a harsh way. I thought about bringing that conversation right to here, but I wasn't ready for it. I think there's still too many.
That's what I was going to say. It's still too much to play out. We haven't even hit ACC play. 1 game in ACC play.
Three. Right. But here's the thing, Jason, I do appreciate the call. And I've been thinking about that exact same question, so I know what you're saying. But, again, I got to see Charles Menlin.
I'll go ahead and start. I think that this is at least a Sweet 16 team. Here's the thing. I don't want to see this team get eliminated in the first round.
First 2 games. Well, first 2 games is going to be a heartbreak no matter what. So you start at 16.
I'll say I will only be satisfied if we make it to at least the Sweet 16. But whether we have to go further or not, for me to be satisfied, I need a few more games to see what I think.
I agree with you. So Jason, that's why that one's still like to be announced.
I'm leaning towards higher expectations. I will say that just because what we're doing right now without Malik to me has been completely understated, and the fact that Malik was supposed to be one of our captains. He was supposed to be our center of our defense, our rim protector, kind of our dirty big man down low, and it was going to allow Jalen Withers to really play the position that he should be playing, which is the 4. And then you add in a guy like Menlin, everybody's worried about Williamson, and then you add Menlin in, and you can say, oh, well, we can move Williamson to the bench if we need to. I'm like, man, this is kind of trending towards Lead 8 Final 4 is what I really want.
Hold on, because I'm curious about this one.
Give me another player. while you're reading that.
JJ Trainer.
Ooh. I'm going to say JJ is behind, and I think that's more of a recency bias in the sense of he hasn't been overly productive in the last two games, but he has taken advantage of the time that he's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
I had mixed emotions on JJ. When I first saw JJ in high school, I was thinking that he was going to be a little bit more of the Ray Spalding lines, that he was going to take a year or two to develop.
Apparently, I'm military Maven now, though, with my grading.
There you go.
I'm listening.
So I thought he was going to be more of like a come in, not be a whole lot, and then kind of develop. And, you know, he wasn't going to give a whole lot to the team till he was a junior.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started hearing, we're talking about, you know, you said 3 weeks leading up to the first game. We start hearing about who he was working out with over the summer. We started getting some of those reports and hearing that he was doing pretty well. And then I saw him early in the preseason in some of those early games. And I was like, man, you know what? This guy's going to be a lot more of a factor than I thought. Now, I think he's also one of the guys that has had the biggest benefit of getting some extra time because of Malik Williams being hurt. But I'm excited about JJ and his future. But I'm going to say, because of my expectations of what I heard in the offseason, that he's a little behind.
What do you think I'm going to go with?
I think you're going to go ahead.
He is so far behind, it is not even funny. JJ Trainor's father is Jason Osborne. He'll never catch up to schedule. I'm just kidding, y'all. JJ Trainor is ahead of schedule by a long shot. I didn't think he would crack the lineup this early.
Go ahead too.
Yeah, right. I'm just kidding, y'all. Look,
only reason I said behind was because you all got me all hyped on him in the offseason, and I was like, maybe he's gonna be a better player than I thought.
No, listen. His dad is one of the best players I've ever seen with my own two eyes in person. So it's like, dude, you're going to be behind forever, so don't even worry about it.
He's not getting a lot of time right now, but he does take advantage. He some key plays.
Listen, and he comes
in,
and coach is not scared to give him the ball in the post, and he turns around. He does his up and unders. He attacks his man. He knows his defensive rotations. It's hard for a freshman to know all his defensive assignments. It's hard to teach a freshman to wall up and not jump to block shots. And
he's going to be a big-time player next year.
Yes, all the things he's learned to do in a couple of months, man, in a college system under Coach Mack, it's a complicated system. That kid is way ahead of schedule. Carlick Jones.
Who?
Carlick Jones.
He's right where I thought he would be. And I had high expectations for him coming in. I thought he was definitely going to be the best player on the team. I had the ability to watch a lot of film on him, and I knew that he was going to be a facilitator that we hadn't had in a while, one of those true point guards that can really lead the offense. And don't get me wrong, he's been spectacular, but that's what I expected.
He's ahead of schedule.
Okay. You didn't think he'd be this good?
Maybe not.
One of the things that really turned me was when I saw that he had hit like two or three game winners. I was like, this guy's tough as nails. He's what we need.
I thought he was really good. I bragged about him being really good ahead of schedule. I was trusting my eyeballs right. But I was scared in the inside. I was a little afraid in the inside. Like I knew he didn't have elite speed, and I knew he played with a good pace and a good, you know, rocker step. So I knew he could do his thing. But I thought he was going to compliment David a little, you know what I'm saying, a little more. Like, I thought he was going to be David's Robin a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
You thought he was going to kind of make the players around him a little better? More?
I thought he was just going to be a good other guard to help out David.
You thought David would be the guy,
yeah.
And Carly,
yeah,
would kind of be the secondary,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the other way around.
I don't even think it's the other way around.
Well, no,
I think they're, yeah, yeah.
It's
I think
1A, 1B.
Yes, yes, yes. And it just depends on one night who's going to be the 1A, 1B. I didn't think he was going to be this good this fast. But I thought he was going to be good.
I did.
Okay, fair enough.
I was high on him for sure.
Right. Okay. So we'll go to DeAndre Davis.
I think he is way ahead of schedule. And because I thought he was a guy that was going to factor in this year. I thought his toughness was going to get him some playing time. But I thought he was going to have a lot of polish on his offensive game, and that was going to hold him back for a little while. And I'm not saying that, you know, he hasn't hit the three ball at an extremely high rate, but at the same time, I didn't expect the intensity and the mentality that he brings to kind of rub off on everybody else and the way that it has. I've been really, really pleasantly surprised with Davis. I thought he was going to be a factor. I just didn't think he was going to be a guy that we were going to be discussing starting, you know, what are we, 8 to 10 games into the season?
Mm-hmm. Nine games. We're 8-1-9 games into the season. DeAndre Davis is right on schedule for me. I mean, like I said, you see the conference he's in Indiana. You know they play some tough ball. Dad, coach, fundamentally sound, a good worker. Like we all saw him trying to replace the Dwayne Sutton stuff. You know what I'm saying? In the game, I think he's about on schedule. I think DeAndre Davis is about on perfect schedule. Okay, Gabe Wisnitzer.
I mean, I guess you could say that technically argue that he's ahead of schedule because I thought he was going to redshirt. So
right,
the fact that he is actually
is it because of COVID that he didn't redshirt though?
I still think he's ahead of schedule because when he has gotten in, he's done a little bit more than I thought he would. I mean, obviously, he's got a ways to go. And, you know, the kid's supposed to be a senior in high school right now. So I think he's ahead of schedule. I mean, and it's hard to say that when a guy's getting, you know, 2 to 5 minutes a game, but still.
Texas says Davis is ahead, but probably because of playing time. Wiz is ahead. I think I'll go with Wiz being ahead. I'll go with Wisnitzer for being ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. David Johnson.
All right. I'm going to say that David Johnson's behind schedule. And the only reason I say that is because we had real high expectations. It's hard to say this because, I mean, he's not underachieved at all. He's definitely been playing some good basketball. But like you said, I expected him to compete with Carlique or just blow him away and be the guy, and Carlique was just going to be the distributor.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate to do it. I'm not trying to dog him, but I think
this is what we do,
because my expectations were he would be the best player on the team. I think he's 1A 1B right now. He hasn't separated himself as the best player. I do think he's made a jump, but just more consistency.
Yeah, he's behind schedule. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that too. I think he thinks he's behind schedule. I think he thinks he's behind schedule because of Coach Mack, though. not in a mean way, not in a I hate my coach way, kind of like in an arrogant Marcus Maben way. Like maybe 20 years from now, David will say, you know what, Coach Mack was kind of right. I was kind of wild my freshman year. You know what I'm saying? But at the time, Coach Crum, like, you tripping, man. Like, I'm obviously the coldest person in the world. You're not playing me. Right? Look, Coach, let me work. Look. Coach, I know I got 3 fouls in the first, 10 minutes of the game. I'll be fine. Like, I won't foul anymore, I promise. I think I've actually told Coach before, I won't foul anymore, I promise.
I promise.
Like, I've literally said that. I think I've said that to every coach in my entire life, Brian. True. I won't foul anymore, I promise.
I promise. And then the very next play, a press happens. The very next play, you dunk the ball. You pull the Denny or Patino quick press, and then you get the Russ Smith quick foul.
I don't know, but I know I always wanted to get back in. I always thought a coach was crazy. Like, listen, coach, 4 fouls, I'm all right. I know how to play basketball.
I got one question for you because I know we got to get out of here in a minute and a half. I think we both agree Aiden's behind. I think we agree that Sam might be behind considering he came in as McDonald's All-American. Those are kind of the obvious ones. One that I did want to get from you, though, before the end was Josh Nickleberry.
Josh Nickleberry is behind schedule. He's behind schedule. I expected more out of him offensively from the time he got in here. But He's trending upwards really
real
fast.
Quick.
Yep. So
yeah, if we go recency biased, he is ahead of schedule, like in the sense that I really like what I've seen out of him, and I think he's going to be a major contributor for us. But I'm with you in the sense that he was the guy who brought all the recruits in. He was the very first commitment. He was the guy that we got a top 100. Yeah, we're back. And I expected him to at least have a role last year. Didn't see him. And then this year, spotty after his injury so far, but coming on strong.
He's trending upwards. Fun last segment, y'all. The participation was crazy. Like, the text line was blowing up. Sorry I couldn't just fire him off. But I did have a good time. I do appreciate the week. I do appreciate all our partners. People, Derek A. Stewart for your realtor needs. Thank you so much. Four Pegs, support us this weekend. Go get you some wings, too. Barino's Pizza is one of our great, great, great partners, among all of them. DFH Company, OPC Services, Pest Studios. Yanni, other shout-outs. Louisville Dog Walkers, a great partner of the station.
Yeah.
And so who else? Any shout-outs we missing?
That's it.
Josh Jarbo. Who else are we missing? Which Wednesdays? And all the good sponsors and all our good friends and help us keep growing. And
Beer Nose, DFH.
Everything's all good. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.